Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Friday, babies. How's everybody doing out there within the sound of my voice? It is March the 8th, 2013. It is 2:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope everybody is ready for this weekend because, Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine, I know I am. What a rush, see? Let's do a little news round and round for just a second. It's not, you know, it's not the news that they're playing regularly, because you know how I am. I like to speak to the news that they're not interested in sharing with you all. So right off the top, we're going to go with some cosmic news first. We have another asteroid, another near-Earth object, moving around in our vibration. Certainly not as close as the one from just about 3 weeks and change ago. But certainly we're getting a lot of mobile activity out there. And once again, if you spend half of your time in Nostradamus' quatrains, it's all looking a bit interesting. I wake up every morning thinking, wonder what's going to be unveiled today. Now, we are also moving in, like I said, the new moon vibration on March the 10th. So if you're a Pisces or a Virgo, are a Libra, are an Aries, you may be feeling this a bit more intensely than those around you. However, my dears, because Pisces is like a mix-up of every astro sign in the zodiac, it does touch all of us in an energetic way. So if you are feeling a bit overwhelmed or a bit more empathetic and even sympathetic, as well as emotional, try to be gentle with yourselves. Also, in light of this retrograde, as we start our descent into Mercury kind of rolling over, you know what I'm saying? Not waking up just yet, but rolling over. We still have, 9 days left. Be careful about your communications. They're tough out there, in particular in couples, business partners, people that you are around a great deal. If you don't feel that you can contribute or say something positive or productive, my advice would be to shut the ass up, all right? Tape your mouth closed. Go put yourself on timeout. That's what I do. I go and I literally put myself on timeout. I will say, I'm leaving now. I will be back. I am not in a productive space. And oddly enough, in the dynamic that is my relationship with my partner, we get it. And so I will step away because I can't get rank and stinking. And you couple that with grieving, you couple that with menopause, you couple it with a moon, you couple it with Mercury retrograde and Rastafari. What a perfect storm, eh? So I advise that to all of mine out there, in particular to my Pisces, my Aries, my Virgos, and my Libras. Understand that while you may feel righteously indignant about your position, understand that your position might have some holes in it. So you want to also be very careful what you say and how you say it. All right? So, big time surfer alert here. In my backyard. It is so much big news here in South Florida that it made it on the cover of our local newspaper in Palm Beach, the Palm Beach Post. And the headline shows two sharks playing in a wave. And it says, sharks unsettling, but attacks are rare. But really, right now, there is a migration of spinner sharks and black fin sharks. And they feed very, very, very close on shore. So right now, and some of them you can see as much as 7 feet long. So for now, they have closed up much of the beaches, beginning with Midtown Beach, which is in near the island, Palm Beach Island. And so they have closed down those beaches everywhere from Singer Island to Boca Raton. Now, here's the interesting thing, which is almost like a surfer alert as well, because over the weekend, we are going to have waves between the heights of 9 feet to 15 feet. And so they are trying to get this information out. Certainly, if you know a surfer in your personal life, if you have a dear friend that is a surfer, I have a few students and I have a number of clients that are surfers. And surfers have a one-track mind, which is Yamajo, which is the ocean. And nothing prevents them from going into the ocean. So I just want to let you all know that there are some pretty intense riptides out there as well. Please be aware, on all of the beaches here between Boca Raton and Singer Island, the lifeguards are very attentive to putting out the different flags. And so if you see a purple flag out there, I am saying to you, please do not go into the water. The purple flag is a warning of dangerous marine life, all right? So make sure everyone has their phones and whatnot. Go on, take a moment, check your local news, check what the conditions are, and then be mindful. Don't let your ego overcome you. Now, the sharks are expected to hang around the area until mid-April. But understand, this is their migration season. They're not doing this to aggravate anybody. This is just how it goes. We all are going to have to learn how to fit in where we can get in. Wouldn't you agree? Now, here is something else. And oddly enough, I have just concluded a session with a client who, God love her, has been successful in this moment in leaving a very abusive relationship. God love her, but that comes on the heels of Obama signing into law the Violence Against Women Act. And I thought it was very important because you all heard me mention this a couple of weeks ago when I said that there was some concern that how it was going to move through the House of Representatives, because some of the Republicans were concerned about the protections of the law extending to illegal immigrants, as they put it, and to the GLBT community. Well, I am most joyous and most celebratory to announce that the bill was signed into law on Thursday, renewing a measure credited with curbing attacks against women a year and a half after it lapsed amid party or partisan bickering. The revitalized Violence Against Women Act also marked a victory for gay rights advocates as well as Native Americans, the real Americans, who will see new protections under this law. And for Obama, whose attempts to push for a renewal failed last year after they became entangled in politics. To quote the president yesterday, "This is your day. This is the day of advocates, the day of survivors. This is your victory," Obama said. "This victory shows that when the American people make their voices heard, Washington listens." Now, I don't know about all of that, that last part. And what I wish that the president had added was, "This is your day for victors, not just survivors," because if you have survived the exit from domestic violence, your living well is now victory. It is victor. I've often spoken those words. I am a victor of domestic violence. In a lesbian relationship, And it was very important to me for many years to educate people that, again, domestic violence happens throughout, no matter your status, no matter your color, no matter your paycheck, and apparently no matter your sexual gender or same-sex vibration, it happens. And the more we do to bring attention to this, the more we recognize that we have to work with people to understand that we are all worthy and that at no point in time is it acceptable for your partner, your boss, your business partner, no one of that nature, you understand, to raise their hand to you in anger, to raise their hand and to force you to do something. There just isn't any friggin' reason. Done. Full stop, period, over, the end. Otherwise, I will get on one serious bandwagon and you all will not be able to retrieve me back. But again, congrats to all of us. Let's make sure that we don't let this lapse. Let's make sure that we do everything to keep women safe, to keep people safe, to keep our LGBT community safe. So the Violence Against Women Act, I'm very happy about that. I would love for it to just be violence against your partners. But certainly I do appreciate the Violence Against Women's Act. Well, so Ms. Cleo, you're a pretty big girl. How did you let somebody? Well, here's the deal. It would not have happened with a man. Well, so Ms. Cleo, how do you know that so emphatically? Because at some point in time I did date a man and I did have one slap me in the face. And let me tell you something, the fight went on for 3 hours. I wasn't in love like that. I wasn't in that headspace. And I certainly wasn't as vulnerable as I was when I was in the lesbian relationship where domestic violence ensued. And the domestic violence carried over onto one of my children, my youngest at the time. So I take this whole matter very seriously. And this is one step. We have many steps to go. Just another heads up out here, which I'm very confused, and I don't know if you all. I went down the rabbit hole. I don't know that it made much more sense to me. But daylight savings time is this weekend. So set your clocks back before you go to bed on Saturday. And probably sometime in the next week or so, we're going to go down that rabbit hole because it's fascinating. So just a reminder out there, it seems early to me, but apparently I haven't been paying attention because it's been early for the last couple of years now. So we will get back to what the original is, and I'll be back to you in 2 shakes. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All right, my dears. Well, I don't know if you got my Twitter or if you got my tweet. I'm still trying to get it together. But if you did, how exciting. It is Shout Out Friday. But what makes it even more exciting for me is that it's Food Truck Shout Out Friday. Uh-oh, I love it. I am committed, addicted, and in love with the food truck evolution. I think that it is delicious. I remember the days back in the day, way back when the trucks that came to bring you food were called the Roach Coach. But boy, we have evolved so greatly. We have evolved so joyously. And it is more than just about the food. This is an evolution of economic proportions. You understand? It's an economic evolution, my dears. And we are going to give love today, solely and wholly, to the food truck evolution that is happening around the country. But for today, we are going to focus on our food trucks in the Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, because they are mobile, so they are all over the place. These are folks who work very, very hard to bring the joy that is their creation of food to all of us. So right off the top, I want to give some mad props out to the town of Jupiter, which is probably about 40 minutes from me via I-95. But Jupiter is having its first inaugural food truck fest. So how exciting is that? They are going to have more than 24 food trucks participating from 5 p.m. Until 10 p.m. The event will include live music, raffles, and of course a sultry, delicious, sumptuous selection of food and drinks. And it's free. Don't you love that word? I mean, it's free. I mean, you have to pay for the food, but you don't have to pay to come in and enjoy the music and the raffle, etc., etc. Now, it will be taking place center stage at the Riverwalk Events Plaza, and that is in Jupiter. Let's see, they do have a website. I will make sure that I don't know if you all can hear Cece scratching. Cece, stop it. You have to wait until I go to commercial. Sit down. Sorry about that, guys. Sometimes she's just an insistent little creature. Let's see. I'm looking for the website that I can give you the information. Okay, here's the deal. I will tweet it out. I'll get it up there once I locate it in the article. Katie Moretto, the town's community relations manager, said they're kind of hot. They're kind of a hot trend right now. So we'll have 20-plus gourmet food trucks at the event. Here are some of the food trucks that will be available. Oh, here's the website. Okay, it's Friday, y'all. You know I'm tired. www.jupiter.fl.us. All right? And they will have a list of the trucks that will be there. But here are some that you all have heard me talk about, or that I've even eaten at. Fry Daddy of Lake Worth. Fry Daddy fries everything. Boy, you really got to be in a wicked mood to go and have a fried Snicker bar. Uh-oh. Make sure you got some toothpaste on hand. Spring In Rollout of West Palm Beach. They do yummy Vietnamese street food. And Kakua Ice of Boitan Beach will all be on hand at Jupiter. I'm actually thinking about making the trip. I got to talk to my partner. But I almost think that sounds like kind of like a lot of fun as opposed to a regular date night. I would love to go and just kind of check it out. So by all means, if you are in the area or if you're looking for something a little bit different, by all means, go ahead, jump on 95 and get out there. The parking is free in the parking garage south of Riverwalk Events Plaza. The Food Truck Fest is the first of four town-sponsored events to be held at the plaza this year. The others are the EcoFest on April 27th and the Harvest Fest on October 5th and the Holiday Boat Parade celebration on December 7th. But if you all go to that website, jupiter.fl.us, all of that information will be there. So Jupiter, welcome. We are happy that you finally made it to the Food Truck Evolution. And right off the top, and give them a shout out, send them out much love, foodtruckinvasion.com. They know about where every food truck is moving, happening. They are an amazing website. By all means, you can hit them up on Twitter at foodtrkinvasion. Love them, follow them, reach out to them. I am so celebratory about food trucks because we were having a problem here for a little bit in the Palm Beach area because some of the brick and mortar restaurants were a little bit peeved or feeling a bit insecure about the business that the food trucks would take from them. Don't get worried. Don't get insecure. Pump up your game. That's all there is to that. So I want to give big ups out to Wellington. Because that is the food truck invasion or festival that I have most often attended and really have had a lot of fun. My only dilemma is that it is a bit of a drive. And quite honestly, sometimes an old girl gets a little bit lazy and there is no real expressway out there. So, but again, mad love out to the city of Wellington. We adore you. We appreciate you immensely, immensely, immensely. I'm getting some love in here over my Twitter from my buddy at It's EJ Baby. How you doing? Happy Friday, Papa. Hope life is delicious. Hope you got some fun to get into. And out there on the West Coast as well to my buddy, Miss Tina Williams, of Creole Love Products. Y'all know you got to go visit, man. I'm still waiting to get me a bottle of that massage oil called Room Service Rastafari. She is so bad. And much love out to my Daniel J. Baby boy, when are we getting together? This is the date that's never going to happen. We're working on that for you. Trust me, we can't do it in a retrograde, but we are working on it. Also, want to give out some mad love. So these are some of the food trucks that I'm really stoked about going to visit and some of them that I've already been to. But like I said, this is all about love today because in my opinion, food trucks are also mobile cafes. They are also meals on wheels. And moreover than anything, they're about small business. And so that's how I feel about it. So this is all part of what we do here at Conversations with Cleo. So big love out to Sandwich by Big Kahuna. They're in Delray Beach, which is just a few minutes away from me here in Lake Worth. You can hit them up on Twitter at Big Kahuna, KAHUNADELRAY. So that's Big Kahuna Delray, all one word. Their meatball parm sandwich looks decadent. If you go online, oh my goodness, wicked, wicked, wicked. I am wicked about a meatball sandwich, you know. And so they are very close. They are in Delray. I am always in search of the most sumptuous meatball sandwich. So once I check it out, I'm going to let you all know, right? Because you know that's what I do. So check them out. And then here is one which I found the story quite interesting because I go on and I troll for food trucks. Other people troll for other things. I troll for a good food truck. You understand? So I was looking around and I found this one, which, I mean, I don't watch the morning shows, but I'm always on the cooking channel. But I had not gotten hip to them yet. But they're called Feverish, like you have a fever, Feverish Gourmet Pops. And they're out of Miami, and their Twitter handle is at Feverish Miami, all one word. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I'm hoping that we can reach out to them. I hope my boss is listening to me. I'd love to reach out because I would really get a tickle out of talking to this couple. Their website, by the way, is www.feverishicecream.com. And feverish, just like you would spell it, in traditional farm. They create handcrafted pops and ice cream. Now, I'm not all about the ice cream, but I do like a good pop. You know what I'm saying? Like a popsicle, that kind of thing. And I like lovely flavors and I like good texture. And their website is just so much fun to navigate. So by all means, take a chance. It'll make your mouth water. But it's an amazing story because once again, this is how I talk about the food truck revolution, the food truck invasion, or the food truck evolution, as I like to call it, happened when the economy went the way that it did. And this couple, they have a lovely, the complete story is on their website. But in 2008, as a result of the economy and getting their pink slips from Nintendo, I believe, if I recall correctly, husband and wife duo, Derek Pearson and Felicia Hatcher, decided to create feverishicecream.com, Feverish Pops, Feverish Gourmet Pops. And this is what they've done. And they have been quite successful. They've also been featured on the Today Show as well. And I love their tagline. I mean, seriously, this is my kind of joint. I mean, the next time I'm out, I'm looking to go and visit, to go and have one of these pops. Because they fuse art, music, social awareness, and ice cream. How lovely is that? Remember Ice Cream Socials, for those of you within the sound of my voice or as old as I am? Ice Cream Socials were wonderful. So why not have an ice cream social that brings art, music, as well as social awareness? I love this idea. I think it is delicious. I am looking forward to partaking in their creations. And I'm looking even more forward to hopefully chatting with them and finding out a bit more, because I really do think their story is inspirational. For any of you out there that are thinking about it, don't just think about it. Follow it through. Try it out. Use your friends. Ask for honest feedback. This is a way. This is more than just a fad. This is more than just a trend. This is a rethinking of how we do things, because the situation at hand has caused us to think outside of the box. The model is different. Some other love out to cheeseburger.net, and you can hit them up on Twitter at cheeseburgerbaby. Let me tell you something. They've got like a 9-layer cheeseburger somewhere on their website or on their Twitter page. Rastafari. I wouldn't even know how to wrap my mouth around it. And I got a big one, but it wouldn't work. The Miami's best pincho truck is called Grillmaster Cafe. And you can hit them up on Twitter at Grillmaster Cafe or .com. And you can visit their website. Much love out to BC Tacos. You can hit them up on Twitter at B as in boy, C as in cat, tacos. T-A-C-O-S. Love a good taco, boy. But I have some pretty high standards, but I love a good taco. So I'm looking forward to checking out BC Tacos. Also, there is, if you are into Argentinian food, and I do so love Argentinian food, this truck is called Che Grill, C-H-E-G-R-I-L-L. So hit them up on Twitter at Che Grill. Also, another one of my favorite Pops trucks. And I have had their pops, decadent, delicious, drippy. I just wanted to be five all over again, so I didn't have to care about being sticky. But it's Hip Pops Truck, very, very yummy. I had something dipped in Belgian chocolate and pistachio, and oh my goodness, and they weren't chintzy with the pistachio, and they certainly weren't chintzy with the chocolate. I almost think, though, that the next time I go back, I'm going to leave the chocolate off and just really kind of get into the ice cream. It was a lot of fun. At Palette Party, that's my girl. She knows how to do it right. Let me tell you something. I've eaten at this truck often, and bar none, I love their sweet potato fries. Very, very tasty. I love their sliders. Any slider that you have is absolutely ridiculous. Really, I got nothing but love for Palette Party. She's family. Mad love. I hope things are going well, my dear. She was also featured on Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen. And on the show, she's kind of tough. But I have come to embrace her because she is definitely a woman who appreciates and loves her food. Tell her Cleo said hello next time you see her. Also, here is one that I am uber excited to check out. First of all, mad props out to at Slow Food Truck. SlowFoodTruck. Their tagline on the side of their truck is fresh, seasonal, local. They're a food truck after my own heart. Now, when you go and visit the website, Rastafari, gonna knock you right down. I said, wow. When I tell you the pictures of their food, are so tantalizing and so enticing that I was like, wow, can I go somewhere now? I'm excited. I would even want to entertain, they do catering. I even want to entertain coming up with an event just so I can have them show up. It looks so delicious. So by all means, check out the website, you know, slowfoodtruck.com. I've got it up here, right here. Let me see. Gonna go to them. They have something called a Frito pie. What the rest? It's served in a Frito bag with regular or fire chili, cheddar cheese, and topped with Fritos and onions upon request. They also have a warm, fresh Florida lobster roll. Hold on. Butter poached fresh Florida lobster with scallions served on, a Martin's potato roll. All right, see? That ain't even right, you know? That should be like food porn. No, seriously, you know, there's something not right about that. They also have what they call a green burger. And the green burger is a 6-ounce lean burger patty, avocado, bacon, grilled queso fresco, mixed green cilantro, lime aioli, served on a whole wheat bun. And let me tell you something, I'm looking at the picture, it looks very tasty. And then they have got what they call a beefy cheddar. And it is braised beef. I've not seen it like this before, so this is very interesting to me. Braised beef, cheddar cheese, crispy shallots. Now, if you've never had a shallot before, it's like a... You have a regular onion. That's probably like a Great Dane. A shallot is like a toy poodle. You understand? So they come from the same family, but different vibrations. And crispy shallots, I haven't had those in quite some time. And that is also served on a potato bun. And these are some of their staff's favorites. I really was quite enamored by the list of... burgers, and like I said, they do full catering, and so that is also very, very. They were at the food truck out in Wellington yesterday. Had I known, that might have been, well, I was actually in a bad mood yesterday evening, so it probably would have not been the best time to go do anything. Like I told you, I put myself on timeout. They also have truffle french fries, and they are hand-cut, tossed in aged Asiago fine herbs and white truffle oil. They have pulled pork. They have a Cuban cowboy sandwich. They have, oh my goodness, they have a beef short rib sandwich. They got some sandwiches for your backside. They even have a slow food truck special burger, which I think that they have Caesar salads, my dears, with house dressing. And then the Frito pie. The Frito pie just makes me laugh. And then at the end, which sounds very yummy to me too, is a grilled cheese dog, a chili cheese dog served Jersey style, fried with homemade cheese and chili and grilled upon request. Now, if you can't get your munchie on the slow food truck, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Say, Miss Cleo, you sound awfully attached to this one. Trust me, my dear, if you could see the pictures I'm looking at, you'd be attached too. Also, want you all to check out Spring In Roll Out. Just so, Spring In Roll Out. Spring In, R-O-L-L-O-U-T, out. Vietnamese street food, I'm looking forward to that one as well. They've been showing up out there at Wellington. And then there is the Chill Stop. It is handmade Italian ices, no additional sugar added, and they put them in the little cups for you right there on the spot. There is also, and that's at the Chill Spot, at Veggie Express. That's at Veggie X, the letter X, P-R-E-S-S. Now, they have a website, and I believe it is Veggie Express, all the way spelled out, .com. They even have hummus wraps. Now, I don't know about you all, but I love my hummus. And you want to talk about a good chakra food? That is an excellent, healthy, mind-growing, body-growing, spirit-nurturing chakra food. So I am also looking at, my partner prefers vegetarian fare for the most part. And so they have quite an entertaining menu. So check them out as well. Also, love out to at @special_daily, D-A-I-L-Y, the Daily Special. Check them out. I love the Blue Page Special, the Daily Special. Sounds wonderful. Now, here's one I thought that was quite amusing, and I had to giggle. It's called at the Purple People Eater. And that is also the website, purplepeopleeater.com. I'm not saying it a third time before I say something I'm not supposed to say. Here was what and they have a very interesting menu. It's a hoot. But the one that I found to be most unique on Purple People Eater's menu was the jerk frog legs. Now, that's a good one. I'm not big on frog legs, but look here, Bredrine. I might have to try that out. Just because. You understand? And I'm not going to let things move forward without giving out love to some of my continual food trucks, the ones that have followed me and have shown me love every time I've shown up. So you know my Conversations with Cleo, our food truck of the year, was Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, and you can hit them up at Dolce, D-O-L-C-E, G as in George, Cupcakes. That's the best cupcake you're going to ever wrap your lips around, and you can take it from me. If you don't like it, uno, call me. I'll pay for the cupcake myself. And also out to my partner's favorite truck at Boba Station, B-O-B-A-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. And their website is www.bobastation.com. It's the bubble tea truck. They have all manner of teas, jasmine green, ginger, green apple, lychee, and so many more. Smoothies, teas with milk in them. Trust me, it is an experience that you will be talking about for some time to come. And to the girl power, all of my friends at Best French Fries. That's at B-E-S-T French Fries. BFF, don't you love it? They are a fabulous group of women doing it right. They have more than 20 dipping sauces to go with your fried yuca, your fried russet, or your fried sweet potato fries. They are all fabulous. Their invention for how you hold everything with your sauces is so terribly exciting. My favorite is the tiki masala, if you like a little spice. And then they have an excellent garlic cilantro one. The sauces are to die for. Try and as many as you can, as often as you can. Good eating and good for you. And again, you all know what I say about those sweet potatoes. No, they're good chakra food, and it's good for your sacral area. Remember, the nether regions, you know. So if you're on a date, don't get regular potato. Get you a few of those sweet potato french fries. Uh-oh. And then you can... No, don't call me. I don't want to know. Never mind. TMI. And then always love out to a very elegant food truck catering business as well, idealfusion.com or idealfusioncuisine.com is a website, and you can hit them up on Twitter at idealfusion. Again, another website. If you go and visit, your palate will thank you. Like I said, it's almost like food porn. I almost feel like I should only be looking with one eye because I'm so guilty, because I am actually longing for the pictures that are out there. And I see love up from my buddy, Miss Tina. I don't know why you haven't heard the link, boss. Where you been? Because I haven't. I don't know if you hit the little button that it looks like it's in Greek. And you should be able to hear it then. Otherwise, I'll send it to you personally, Tina girl. No worries. Okay, so that is all about me giving out love to my food trucks. I am hoping to see you all in the coming weeks as we move out of this Mercury retrograde. For those of you who know, Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes will be catering part of my CD release party, which is on March 30th. Also, Full Moon Madness will be available on March 30th, ready for your purchase. This is a very exciting time for us here at Wagwan Entertainment, as well as Conversations with Cleo. And certainly, we have so much love for all of you out there who continue to support us. And when I come back, I'm going to give a shout out to some of my new followers. I am finding myself becoming linked with some very fascinating people of a similar ilk, people who are trying to do the same thing that we are trying to do here at Conversations with Cleo, and all of you out there who are within the sound of my voice, who are trying to make a difference in your personal communities, in your areas where you know that it has to be about us coming together as a collective in order to make the shift. So big ups to all of my food trucks out there. I wish you all successful weekends. And in a couple of weeks, my partner's family will be in town. And so we definitely have every intention of bringing them out to see you all. So we will definitely see you shortly. Until that time, we'll be back in two shakes. And then we're going to go ahead and send out some new love to some new listeners. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. Alrighty then, say, boy, you came back fast this time, Cleo. Well, you know, it's very exciting stuff, and I want to make sure I get everybody in. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to be acknowledged. It feels good to know that on some level you touch somebody. And so when people reach out, I understand that Twitter is probably, it's cyberspace, it's not one-on-one, but some of the vibrations that are out there are quite inspirational. And that's what I wanted to share with you all today, and to let these individuals know that I thank them and I appreciate them, because I think that that's important as well. You all know how I'm feeling about appreciation right now, and I really do feel that it is so necessary to share with people, because sometimes we assume an awful lot, and in the assumption many things can get lost, you know. So this Wendy Woodworth, Wendy, her Twitter is at Wendy Young Forever. So that's Wendy Young number 4 EVER. And her tagline, her description on her profile says, "One average person striving to help another." What a beautiful sentiment. Wendy, I put you at the top of my list because that just spoke to my soul. And I thank you, because that's what it's all about. It's loving one to another. It's teaching one through to another. And if we forget about each other, then, you know, it'll only be a matter of time before we lose sight of just about everything that makes us unique in this universe. So have a beautiful weekend, Wendy, and thank you so much for the inspiration, and keep up the good work wherever you may be doing this delicious work. Out there too, Mary Lou Faustru, and I hope I am pronouncing that right, Mary Lou. Her Twitter handle is at MFAL. Streau. She is an artist. She does some beautiful work. It's very soulful, her insight. She does also a series on the female form, and it's very beautiful, very, very beautiful. So Mary Lou, looking forward to hopefully reaching out and spending some time talking to you. For those of you who followed me last year on Podbean, we sent out a call to artists of all manner, sculptors, woodworkers, painters, as well as to poets, to hit me up on Twitter. And we are happy to give you a gallery page on our website. We are happy to interview you, make people aware of what beautiful things you are creating, what your perspective is, and hopefully it works for everyone. And you can share some of that artwork, and somebody can share their hard-earned dollars with you. Fair exchange is no robbery. So have a beautiful weekend, Mary Lou. to Tumbleweed and Dandelion. This is a manufacturing company that is committed to doing all of their work in these United States. Their Twitter handle is at Tumbleweed _ capital D as in David. Hit them up on Twitter. Tell them thank you, man, because that's what I'm going to do. I appreciate you, because that's the type of effort, that's the type of decision that has to come down from on high for people to understand that, well, rather not people, for the politicians to understand that we're going to flip the script without them. And it's not going to be about bra burning or picketing in the streets. We're just going to take our ideas, we're going to take our dollars, and we're going to put them where we choose to put them. Also, want to give out some love. You all know how I feel about my puppies and my felines out there. Give out some love to at Paw, P-A-W, the number 4, M-A-N-C-E-P. Their website is pawformancepet.com. All things about healthy striving for our canines and our felines in our lives. So hit them up on Twitter. Fascinating website. Some interesting information. By all means, give them a visit. Also, here was another interesting site. The woman's name is Shand, S-H-A-N-D, and Sumpter, S-U-M-T-E-R. P is in Paul, T-E-R. So I'm not even going to try and pronounce it properly, my dear. So please forgive me. But her Twitter handle is at Heartcore Women. H-E-A-R-T-C-O-R-E Women. W-O-M-E-N. And her description tagline is making a difference, helping women to have a life while building a successful business. Again, I appreciate that, because the learning, again, is in putting people together so that we can understand that there's someone out there that might have some knowledge, might have some tips for you that may help you along your evolution. I also want to send out a continued big hug, lots and lots of love to my new friend and my new friend in the evolution, Winona Hotter, W-E-N-O-N-A-H as in Howard, second name H-A-U-T-E-R, that's at Winona Hotter. She is the author of Foodopoly, and let me tell you something, Winona's book is going to do the same thing that The Jungle did back in the day, written by Upton Sinclair. The knowledge that she has brought forth in this book, it is an easy read. It does not talk over your head, so you won't get bored. You might be gobsmacked. You might say, how's this been going on so long? Don't really study those questions. Study on how we move through to flip the script on this one too. And as always, out to my friends at In South Florida. Let me tell you, a group, an individual that puts their money where their mouth is. They are continual on promoting small business, promoting local. We're going to be doing some things together coming up here. It is going to be so exciting. And so I hope you all have a great weekend. Please know that those of us here in Lake Worth, those of us in Boynton, Del Rey, Jupiter, West Palm, we appreciate you in South Florida. I know there's folks down south that appreciate you. Conversations with Cleo is honored and joyous to see what we can put together to continue to advance this economic evolution. Now, I am most humbled and I am most honored that in the last couple of months that there has been an international response on our Twitter, and it is greatly appreciated. I've always had a few from Spain because I spend time there, and some in Africa. And so that is not unusual, but the numbers have gone up quite significantly. So For those of you, so you don't think if you walked away from your computer and you come back and you're hearing the wrong station, but for those of you who don't know, I do speak Spanish fluently. So I am going to send out now some shout-outs to my followers from Mexico, Spain, South America, etc., and I will be doing it in Spanish and giving them a shout-out on all of their websites. Or their Twitter handle. So bear with me, all right? Those of you who are only English speaking, and again, I know that many of my international Twitter followers and my international clients I have those two. My international listeners are bilingual. Some of them are trilingual, which we really need to step it up here in America, people. All right, so. This is my shout out to my my Twitter followers in other Latin speaking countries as well as my listeners to the radio show. Tengo un mensaje para mis seguidores de México, España, Centro y Sur de América, Cuba, Puerto Rico y Costa Rica. Gracias por seguirme y tienen un gran fin de semana. Perdón. Necesito más platicar, pero cuando regresó a España, bien, tengo tiempo para hablar con mis amigos en España y todo tiempo en español. Cuando está en Estados Unidos, no tengo muchas amigas o amigos para hablar con, ¿me entiendes? Bueno, gracias por todo, que te vaya bien y buen día y háblame en el radio, el número 347-826-9597 y mi Twitter es @RealMissCleo, RealMissCleo. Está bien. Perfecto. All right. Hola de Stasiches, Stasitges. Hola todo. @IDO hashtag @FirefishMX @ Social Media México, social, SOCIAL _ media, MEDIAMX. @ Juan Carlos Mejía Llano, his Twitter handle is @ Juan, C as in cat, Mejía, MEJIA Llano, LLANO. @ Chocolatísimo Cancún, all about the chocolate, all about the fruit, chocolates, frutas, son ricos. And their handle at Twitter is Chocolatísimo 1, Chocolatísimo 1. Chocolatísimo is Chocolatísimo 1. And certainly, hola a mis bodas, MISSBODAS. All righty. Woo! I don't speak it enough. So if you all were wondering, and I would have gotten probably a D plus, maybe a C minus in my grammar. When you don't get a chance to practice all the time, sometimes you start to mix the patois, you start to mix it with the French, you start to mix it with a whole bunch of things. But otra vez, gracias para mis seguidores, ¿sí? Y sus siguientes, ¿sí? Gracias. All right, so that's bringing it to an end here. We've got about 6 minutes left in the show. I'm going to go ahead and step away and run two more commercials for you all, and then we're going to bring it to a peaceful and a quiet end. have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love. Hey, darlings. Welcome back. I think I'm joined by somebody. Bossman, you on the line?
I am. How are you?
I'm fine. Everyone say good afternoon to at LDC Management. That is at LDC MANAGEMENT. What's happening, Boss?
Well, you know, you out here giving love on this wonderful Friday here in South Florida and across the actual country. So we just wanted to share all of our love and all of our energy right back towards you. You spent the entire show just really showing how much you care about entrepreneurs, small business, even more people. And for that, we just wanted to just send some love right back your way and just tell you to have a wonderful Friday. We know that you have so much going on. Well, I know that you have so much going on. and a lot of great things that's really, truly on the way. You truly deserve all success. And hopefully you take this time to just reflect and just enjoy your weekend. That's my hope for you.
Well, I'm going to take that order, and I'm going to run with it, Papa.
We love you. Have a great weekend. I know you got to get to a call, so I will not hold you.
Thanks for calling. All right, now.
Absolutely.
Later.
Bye.
I tell you, man, I am most fortunate. I work with some of the most amazing people, and it makes my heart full. It makes it worth it. It makes it okay on so many levels. I did want to check in with you all again. So much love to everyone who has been sending me emails and messages asking how I'm doing, how my brother's doing. My brother, this is his first full week back at work. I'll be checking in on him a little bit later. I think I'm doing okay. I think yesterday probably had a little bit of mix of some grief in. I think I probably was moving through a little bit of the anger stage in the scheme of things, you know. And they say you kind of move in and out of things. I still talk to my sister-in-law every day, kind of preparing some things so that when Mercury goes direct, I can put her altar in place. I have not gone back and revisited any of her emails, so I'm not quite sure I'm ready for that. So I'm going to go ahead and use Mercury as my opportunity to take my time and to be patient with myself. I often have to remind myself to breathe. You know how sometimes you can get so wound up internally about something, you forget to breathe. And so I do my best to take deep breaths, you know. When I am with family, when I am with my friends who are indeed my family, I am on a mission to say thank you. I am on a mission to say I appreciate you. I am no longer willing to think that it's okay, that if you get around to it, you get around to it. They know I love them. They know I appreciate them. No, as annoying as it may be to some of those that I do adore, they kind of chuckle at me. If it ever happens to me and I check out of here or I leave abruptly, I'll have said what I need to say to the people who have mattered the most to me on my journey, because I just keep saying it. I don't have to worry about not saying it. So, again, I share with you all that this weekend, reach out to somebody that you know loves you that maybe you haven't said it to in a while. Reach out to that individual that maybe you and say that you appreciate them. And remember to speak to someone who might be part of the invisible that walk around our streets and our cities and our communities. You know, nod at the little old lady. Give mad props to the veteran who has returned from war and trying to find his way. Just really reach out your heart and wrap your arms around someone else's heart. And you don't have to do it literally, but you can just send that energy. So I leave you all with that note and with this one last thought, and you all know I'm good for it. 50% of the people out there, my dears, aren't going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time, all our energy, and all our love on the 50% that do. Peace.